This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 411 for Monday, May 30th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed overnight but turning lower Monday morning. Trade is thin and choppy as many participants keep to the sidelines with markets in the U.S. closed for Memorial Day. Canola down $1 to $3 now. July down $3.20 at $1,184.60 per ton. November down $2.60 at $1,073.60. Activity very light with just about 1,000 contracts traded so far. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures are both lower. That's putting some spillover pressure on the Canadian oilseed. A firm tone in the Canadian dollar, which is nearing 79 U.S. cents, its highest level in more than a month, also weighed on prices. However, tight old crop supplies and uncertainty about new crop production did remain supportive. Wet regions of southern Manitoba received more rain over the weekend, and that will cause additional delays to the already late seeding progress in the area. Meanwhile, to the west, Alberta saw some much-needed moisture, but fields remain relatively dry for the most part. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all untraded, with markets there closed for Memorial Day. Activity will resume later tonight. July soybeans finished last Friday at $17.32 per bushel. Seeding delays in the northern growing regions of the U.S. should remain supportive when activity resumes tomorrow, with the rain in Minnesota and the Dakotas likely to cause additional delays to soybean seeding in the region. Corn futures ended last week on a firm note, the July contract finishing at $7.77 per bushel. Dryness concerns in Brazil, and the possibility that some intended U.S. corn acres won't go in the ground due to the wet seeding conditions, are providing some underlying support for that market. Wheat futures, they also were firm last week, but European wheat futures are lower to start this week, with forecasts calling for improving moisture conditions in France behind some of the selling pressure there. That could weigh on the U.S. futures when markets reopen. Minneapolis spring wheat traded at $13.04 per bushel on Friday. Kansas City, $12.35 per bushel in the July contract. And Chicago wheat finished last week at $11.57 per bushel. The conflict in Ukraine remains an overarching feature in the wheat market, with traders still following news out of that region closely. The slow pace of spring wheat seeding in the northern U.S. and eastern Canadian prairies should remain supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, May 30th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.